Welcome to your generic live show.
Thanks for joining us here on the generic live show. Wow, caught off there. Caught hard off by my own bumper music. Thanks for joining us here on the generic live show for a Sunday. It's good to be here as always. Dale Kimball here with you. We're doing it for Geek.io. Funny story though, here at HQ, running back into the studio here with my cup of coffee. It's craziness sometimes here at HQ trying to get around. Jeepers. Anyway, thanks for joining us here on the generic live show. Thanks for joining us. It's a pleasure to be here as per always. Now we did the hot teas and we're gonna give you that hot teas actually. We're gonna do it the other way around, but seeing that I did this first, you know, again, some people should not be released from jail. This person is one of them. But, you know, we all have our personal opinions, and I try and be as impartial.
This is a story about a piece of kit that allows millions of...
Is it, though? Does it? Does it really? Anyway, we'll get back to that one in a sec. I try and be as impartial as I can here on the Generic Live Show, but sometimes my personal biases, they come out on display. So, of course, this story, I shouldn't say of course, that's why you're here. You need to know all of the information that you need to know. But this story is about the one, the only, Rolf Harris. And here is Sky News to tell you all about it.
Being granted bail on four new indecent assault charges. The 87-year-old is on trial at Southwark Crown Court after three women accused him of groping them when they were teenagers in the 1970s.
Actually, I want to play this next video because it basically, hopefully, will be a better version of a video that I played earlier. It was about the wedding.
This is a story about a piece of kit.
No, we're not doing that again. Okay, we're not doing this again. Can I stop that ad? I've stopped that ad for the time being. Okay, awesome. So you can still hear me, right? Yeah, okay, ground control can still hear me. Awesome. That went through. That was seamless. So Rolf Harris will be released from jail on Friday after being granted bail on groping charges. His trial for a London court. The 67-year-old entertainer is before a jury at Southwark Crown Court on four indecent assault charges involving three women who accuse him of groping them when they were teenagers in 1971, 1978, and 1983. Judge Deborah Taylor told the jury of seven women and five men on Thursday that Harris would be released from Stanford on Friday when approved for an application for bail on the current charges. The application was not opposed by the prosecution. He'll be attending what remains of his trial, so he's not getting out of it, in prison from next Monday week. Ugh, the judge said. The two of the incident assault charges relate to allegation Harris groped the boobie of the 16-year-old girl and ran... Oh, I'm not reading that. Did some naughty things to her at a celebrity sports event in 1978. See, how about that? Can we just... Instead of actually detailing what actually happens to the person, can we just say... Did naughty things too? Can we say that instead of actually saying the assault charges? Thanks, that'd be great. The other charge is that he touched a 13-year-old girl at the BBC TV Centre in 1983. Really? Do people? Oh, come on. Do people say that if I want to... On a Sunday... Oh, come on. Oh, you know, I have to... Sometimes I have to say things and then literally I have my hand over... Because I can't help myself sometimes. Like, I have to put my hand over this dump button sometimes and just... Who says that? Seriously. Ugh. And it's cut out of YouTube too, but sometimes I have to say that. Ugh. Harris was granted the right to appear by video link from jail due to his age and stature of health. Well, he impacted the health of many girls, so why should we be giving him that right again? Actually, technically these are assault charges, not rape charges. Just wanna... Okay, first of all, graphic and forward much. But second of all, you know, it's not that... We're not being gross about it. We're not trying to be all sexual references about it, but it is... It is sexual references, but it is news. It's G-rated, PG-rated news. It's one of the news. We're not talking about kindergarten stuff anymore, but there is a line, and yeah, I had to dump that. But and then there are assault charges. Looking at it purely logistically and not as a gross point of view, but these, imagine if these were something more severely than just what they are, if that makes sense, because that would ensure that, you know, it's something, if it was something more, then there's something more here, but I guess I still don't like him getting out of jail free card, if that makes sense, because that's practically what bail is, you know what I mean? It's a get out of jail free card for people serving time. I don't understand the bail system, for the record, but I don't like it. I don't understand. I don't like something I don't understand. The sense that makes is none. But apart from that, it's quite honestly, it's a get out of jail free card, and I if we could stop that, would be amazing. Meanwhile, speaking of which, a Qantas flight from LA to Melbourne was aborted after an explosion, sparks from the engine, and more? What? Started appearing. The others were given a blanket, a pillow, food vouchers, and were told to get some sleep as they wait for a replacement flight. Here we go. Here's
in Los Angeles, after this flight bound for Melbourne has been forced to land in Los Angeles after one of its engines exploded. Passengers say flight QF94 had to turn back to LA on Friday night after flames were spotted coming from an engine. The plane landed safely and nobody was injured.
Thankfully, by the way, more than 300 passengers were stranded at LA Airport after their Qantas flight to Melbourne was aborted on Saturday night. Ended up being Saturday night, our time, Friday night, their time, which makes no sense. Were supplied a pillow and a blanket and were told to sleep in the terminal during their 12-hour wait. Ooh. The wife of a Melbourne board bought the plane, said that only a third of the flight's 500 passengers were offered a hotel room. Ooh, that's rough. Wife of a Melbourne lawyer, Jesse Abbey, said Qantas staff had told passengers there was a shortage of available hotel rooms in LA. There was about 500 people on board and they weren't able to accommodate everyone. Qantas confirmed only 120 hotel rooms were made available to passengers. Oh, just get them to all cram in one hotel room for a night. It's a night. Jeepers. Nothing bad's gonna happen. Jeez. A spokesperson said that only 20 people chose to take up the offer. Oh, with the majority preferring to stay in the airport. I doubt that very much. I'm not... Oh my gosh. Really? I'm actually shocked at that. You know, only 20 people took up the offer of a hotel room. Wow, what? Did the other 80 not turn it up? Sorry, the other 280, 270 people? Math is hard. 280 people say no. I like the fact that they're actually telling me in my ear holes what math is. The mathematics is when two numbers try and dance. Thank you. The reasons why I'm insane during this program. But anyway, 280. At least I get the right answer eventually. I don't get there straight away, but I get there in the end. Said her husband, a lawyer in the US for business, was apprehensive about getting back on board to return home. Yeah, absolutely. Flight QF94 from Los Angeles to Melbourne was forced to turn around 2 hours after takeoff when sparks were seen coming from an engine. The A380 had been due in Melbourne on Sunday morning. The pilot was forced to turn the flight around midair. One of four engines on board failed. Oof. It arrived back at LAX 3 a.m. local time. The ATSU, although otherwise known as the Australian Transport Safety Bureau, had little information about the flight because, well, it's on the other side of the world, so you can't really do anything about that. Qantas confirmed the incident, saying that pilots followed standard procedure in shutting down the engine and turning around the flight. It was understood that one of the engines had overheated but didn't catch fire. Loud noises may have been the sound of the engine being shut down. Oof. The pilots followed standard procedure, shut down the engine, and landed normally, and no one was hurt. There you go. Meanwhile, engineers are inspecting the aircraft, Qantas spokesperson told Thomas Woodward said. A replacement flight to LA are at around 2:30 p.m. on Saturday, so we have all of the passengers home soon. Replacement flight is also an A380 and is expected to land in Melbourne about now. About 15 minutes ago. So, people in Qantas in Melbourne, good morning. Good morning, everybody. You're probably jet-lagged as all hell and don't know what the time is. The time was 10:16 p.m. And please have a good evening and thanks for joining us here on the Qantas Airways. Actually, they don't sound like that coming to and from Australia, ironically enough. They're all Australians. But when you get over there in Florida, I experienced this last time when I was flying LA to Florida. They're all air stewardesses. It's not me being sexist, but they were all like, y'all gonna have a good time on this flight? I wish. I wish it was Queen Latifah on the flight. What is that voice? Y'all gonna have a good time on this flight? I have two voices. It's that voice and the how's everybody doing on this flight. Y'all got a pretty mouth. My name is Rolf Harris, and is there anything I can do for you to make your flight more enjoyable? By golly, should give me a shout. Oh my gosh, I should be an air hostess in that voice. Could you imagine, alright, sidebar. Could you imagine me being an air hostess in this voice? There's gotta be a script somewhere of someone being an air hostess, but could you imagine me going, y'all try and do up your seatbelts now. You put the clip in the hole and you pull the strap as per shown. In a case of an emergency, you've got two exits at the front, four exits over the wings, and two at the rear, you hear? And if oxygen is required during the flight, this funny-looking yellow mask will drop from the ceiling. You have to pull them down towards your face and put the strap towards the back of your head because y'all don't know that part. Mind you, the bag, don't try and huff and puff it too much because what am I trying to say? The air will come through the bag without it inflating, y'all. Oh, the air jacket. How's the air jacket thing go? Oh, your life jacket will be is located under the seat. You have to take it out of the bag, even though it's an emergency. Y'all have to take it out of the bag yourself. Put it over your head and do the clip up and pull the strap and inflate it as you jump out of the aircraft. You hear? And every time I hear that voice, I hear the phrase, "You hear me? You hear me?" If there's anything we can do to make your flight more enjoyable, then y'all give us a yout, shall you? Give us a yout. Give us a bit of a hoy. Ladies and gentlemen, Dale! There you go. We'll be serving lunch on today's flight. You can either pick the chicken or the beef. Not the chicken and the beef, it's the beef or the chicken, you hear? That's nearly sing-songy. It's the chicken or the beef or the beef or the chicken. Yeehaw, right down there. Oh, as we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. And now I'm slipping into that voice. We've got a segment coming back, news from around the world. It's making its return here on the Generic Live Show. By the way, really want to clip out that me doing. We're having we have two options on the menu, either the chicken or the beef, you hear? There you go. As we continue, here on the Generic Live Show, it's Dale Campbell here with you. We're doing it for Geek.io on a Sunday. Thanks for joining us. I'm forever grateful. It's 10:20. Found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here at the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you on a Sunday. It's like we're in a computer game or something with that music. Let me tell you, it's like alright, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a little segment I'd like to call news from around the world. We actually like doing this segment, actually. It knocks out a whole heap of news all in one go, and it starts just about now. Ladies and gentlemen, this week's world headlines. Trump targets, quote, crisis on Islamic extremism, unquote, it Saudi trip. US President Donald Trump will call for Arab leaders to confront Islamic extremism, end quotation marks, during a speech on Sunday in which he will portray fighting terrorism as a battle between good and evil rather than a clash of civilizations. North Korea fires missile into waters off East Coast. North Korea fired a ballistic missile into the waters off its east coast on Sunday, South Korea and Japan said, a week after it tested an immediate-range missile, which experts saw as an advancement in the reclusive state's weapons program. North Korea's Unit 180 cyber warfare cell that worries the West. North Korea's main spy agency has a special call unit called Unit 180 that is likely to have launched some of its darling and successful cyber attacks, according to defenders, officials, and internet security experts. The US and Pacific Rim countries at odds in heated trade meeting. Japan and other members of the Trans-Pacific Partnership agreed on Sunday to pursue their trade deal without the United States, as the Trump administration's American First policy created tensions at the meeting of Asia-Pacific countries. Decidedly re-elected, President Hassan Rouhani pledged on Sunday to open Iran to the world and deliver freedoms its people has yearned for, drawing down a defiant challenge to hardline opponents after securing a decisive re-election for a second term. Poll lead falls for British PM May to stick with elderly care cuts. British Prime Minister Theresa May's Conservative Party said on Sunday it would not ditch proposals to reduce support for elderly voters, as opinion polls showing her lead ahead of the June 8th national election falling. And of course, we'll bring you coverage of that election right here on the Generic Live Show on the 11th of June, no doubt. American climber dies on Everest, Indian missing. An American climber on Mount Everest died on Sunday, officials said. the third death on the highest world mountain in the past month and raising safety concerns for climbers. Pope says it will create a new growth of cardinals next month. Pope Francis said on Sunday he would evaluate 5 Roman Catholic prelates to the rank of the cathedral. The elite group of churchmen who are the closest advisors can enter an eventual conclave to choose his successor. And Hamas sentenced 3 Palestinians to death over commander's killing. Gaza's ruling Hadas movement delivered death sentences on Sundays to 3 Palestinians it ruled had taken part in what said was an Israeli-detected assassination of one of its Islamic group senior commanders. And ladies and gentlemen, that was news from around the world. That's right. Hi. And that I like that segment. That segment is short, sweet, and to the point. I like it. I do like that. I do like doing that segment. It's a bunch of fun. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, thanks for joining. Actually, yeah, not much news this week, actually. I'm surprised. This week was just borderline to do that segment this week. You wouldn't want any less news, because that's not fun at all. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday, hey, have you noticed a lot of those sort of spinny top things that look like a flattened yo-yo? Yeah, they're fidget spinners. You may have seen them on the internet, but did you know they actually have meaning to them? Shock horror, something that actually has meaning to it, that's an internet sensation? Wow, that's a revolutionary concept. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. It's Dale Campbell. We're doing it for Geek.io. Thanks for joining us. It's 10:29. Finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show. Generic Live Show, thanks for joining us. It's Dale Campbell here with you. We're doing it for Geek.io. It is the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Thanks for joining us. It's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to have you here on a Sunday. Now, you might be wondering how you can get in contact with this show. I often make it a joke, but I feel like sometimes I should sit down and actually tell you how you can get in contact with the show. You can get in contact with the show at genericliveshow@gmail.com. That is the email address, facebook.com/genericliveshow as well. Yeah, just Generic Live Show on Facebook. That's our official Facebook page, all of the live postings, any random things I find during the week. It all goes up there in the recently revamped Facebook page. So there you go. YouTube.com/genericliveshow as well. This Geek.io, Blog Talk Radio, archives later. We're everywhere, man. iTunes, I think we're on Stitcher, I'm not too sure. But we are in places. We're a low podcast in high places. Or a high podcast in low places. How does that work? I think we're a low podcast in high places. So there you go. Blog Talk Radio, Geek.io as well, affiliate partners of the Generic Live Show, and we do appreciate them joining us. We appreciate you joining us here live every single week though as well. If you can get in live, if you can't get in live, that's fair. It's hard time zones, 9 till 11 Australian Eastern Standard Time, and the US is a breakfast show. It's a Sunday show. It's a Sunday show that gives you all of the Sundays. I think it's actually the Sunday show before all of the Sunday shows, so it's a bit of an oxymoron actually. So it's the Sunday shows that gives you all of the information first. It's a revolution. Hold on to your butts. All right. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, thanks for joining us anyway. So those fidget spinner thing, doobie-wop things that you may have seen memes about on Facebook. So they actually have a meaning. What? Here's someone trying fidget spinners for the first time. Sir,
do you know where I can find a fidget spinner?
So here's BuzzFeed's video on people trying fidget spinners for the first time. Let's see what this is.
I am a motherfucker. Maniac.
Oh, thank God. Oh, wow. Oh, boy. Oh. Oh, okay. All right. So, moving along really quickly. So, let's step in to a little bit further
Hi,
on.
Hi, I'm Ben.
Lily, nice to meet you.
Tell us a little bit about the shop here.
So, we're the oldest toy store in L.A. We've been here since 1945. My grandpa started it. He was a prisoner of war. When he was captured, his dream was to open a toy shop. So we've been here ever since.
It's a pretty amazing store. It gives me an old school vibe. It's like what a toy store should be. How often would you say people come in asking for fidget spinners?
Probably 25 times a day. I've never seen anything sell as quickly as the fidget spinner or the demand from people of every single age.
So this is my first time ever seeing a fidget spinner.
So here it is. You hold it like this, and I'm not very good at it, but you flick it and then it spins. Give it a whirl. There you go.
It's a satisfying feeling for sure.
It's like flicking a pen or like twirling a pen or...
I'm a compulsive fidgeter for sure.
Well, then there's your fidget spinner.
All right, I'll take it.
Okay.
I'm not very good at it. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you guys. This is for you.
Oh.
Enjoy.
Check it out. Let's get out of here and bring this back to the office.
That's someone playing with a fidget spinner for the first time. I want to know where I can get a fidget spinner. Hey, okay, yeah, where are we? Let's do a live test on where we can get a fidget spinner. Okay, Google. Ha ha! Live on the internet! Okay, this is proof that this show is live, by the way. Okay, Google. No, it doesn't want to work. Okay, Google. Oh, no. Oh, God. Okay, Google. Where can I buy a fidget spinner? I knew what I was talking about right away. Okay. Walmart, Toys R Us, can't keep up with the demand, but I'm not in the US. Alright, okay, Google. Where can I buy a fidget spinner in Australia? Because I'm a strange person. Gumtree, of course. Gizmodo, Australia Fidget Spinner, Etsy, Oz Spinners? Really? There are businesses starting up because of this thing? You know, fads come and go. And we saw that. And we saw that more so in 2016 than anything else. 2016 was the year of fads, which is what makes the 2017 prediction show kind of a bit wonky now that I look at that in retrospective. But... really? Businesses are setting up? Okay, didn't really get an answer to my question. So, even if I wanted to buy a fidget spinner, I couldn't. But there is actually a purpose behind these little nifty little toys, apparently. As you can see, the fidget spinner is not exactly the most complex of inventions. Although it gives a whirling sound when it spins. Like a... see what I did there? There you go. There's a... and fidget... excuse me, wow. Fidgeting is burping. Fidgeting is not a new human behavior. Find someone who doesn't fidget at all, and you've got probably found someone who gotten a full body Botox. Jesus. Therefore, the fidget spinner comes as a premium. $15? Wow, wowzers. Okay. Over other common fidget objects such as pens, balls, and coins... probably isn't due to the massive research and development costs. Nevertheless, some of the retailers have claims that the fidget spinner has health benefits such as easing stress, post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, attention defect disorder. So, how legitimate are actually those claims? Reviewing the science behind the potential benefits of fidgeting may make you fidget. Mainly because there are theories, but limited concrete scientific evidence. One thought is that fidgeting may occur in parts of your brain that otherwise would distract the rest of your brain with random thoughts. Imagine that your brain is a family that needs to make an important decision. If the young children in the family aren't occupied by toys, they demand too much attention, interfering with decision-making. Roland Rotz and Sarah D. Wright explains how fidgeting can prevent distractions that come from boredom in their book. Fidget to focus, outwit your boredom, sensory strategies for living with ADHD, apart from the longest book title in history and having three subtitles. Fidgeting may prevent your mind from occurring from obscene and unhealthy thoughts such as, what is the meaning of life? What do other people think of you? Why aren't you more attractive? Why do others seem more successful on Facebook than you? And why isn't Justin Bieber returning your phone call? What is this? Shh. Welcome to the apocalypse. I don't know what that is. Another possibility is that the body movements are actually a part of the thinking and expression process. Try writing a long email, or giving a TED talk, or talking on a date, or singing a song while remaining perfectly still. Besides appearing creepy, such motionlessness feel unnatural. For example, studies have shown that physical movement can, in many ways, assist with cognitive activities such as doodling and thinking and writing things down with remembering. Therefore, fidgeting could actually help you think and express yourself. Really? Wouldn't have thought. A third possibility that fidgeting serves as a ritual. Rituals can offer comforting predictability, familiarity, and structure. There you go. Scientifically American. That's a book I want to read, by the way. That's a book I really want to read, particularly these days in 2017. The fourth reason is perhaps fidgeting creates emotional attachment to an object. Strange, but probably realistic. I can see that. Emotional connections are a basic human need, which people, in part, can satisfy. Your favorite blanket, ball, or toy. Nope, that's not related at all. The video started playing and I don't know what it was. This does not suggest that you should date or marry your fidget spinner. I was about to say that. Before I saw that, I was about to say, you shouldn't marry your fidget spinner then. Or that object that you somehow replace people. God. But that object can help you in a pinch and is probably more willing to be spun than your significant other. Who wrote this? Did I write this? Bruce Y. Lee. You and I on the same wavelength, my friend. Finally, fidgeting may be a way of maintaining some physical activity to counteract our increasingly sensitive lives, which may be going against nature. After all, how many wombats sit around spinning pens? Jesus. A study published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine found that a sample of women in the United Kingdom, fidgeting seemed to be counteract the increase of risk of death associated with excessive sitting. Okay. Published in the Current Opinion in... Wow. Some of these books sound like they're a riot, by the way. I just want to put that out there. I mean, who doesn't really want to read the Current Opinion on Endorology, Diabetes, wow, Diabetes and Obesity, Diabetes, a review of prospective studies that suggests that fidgeting may inversely associated with weight gain. What? Indeed, fidgeting may burn some, with emphasis on some, calories. Keep that in mind, though, that fidgeting won't replace more vigorous exercise that you need fidgeting more aggressively. Then you may not be considering fidgeting anymore. LeBron James does not fidget his way into the basketball hoop. Nice. There's a reference and a half for you. There you go. Does this make the Fidget spinner, a good thing, unclear. There do not seem to be any specific scientific studies just justify that there are any specific health claims about fidget spinners. While a new way to fidget is not necessarily a bad thing, there are some concerns that a fidget spinner may be more obvious and thus distracting the way to fidget, which, ironic, March, a distraction from a distraction. The one thing to spin your pen, but it's another thing to have a mini ceiling fan in your hands. Oh yeah, that's a good thing. The fidget spinner may magnify your fidgeting to others, shouting, "Look everyone, I'm fidgeting!" God. Wow, if this is where we're becoming, we're in a little trouble. Just saying. Additionally, some have raised safety concerns about the fidget spinner. For example, a woman shared on Facebook a story of her 10-year-old daughter choking on a fidget spinner. Ooh. Requiring surgery to remove it. Yes, there are arguably worse ways to fidget than spinning a toy, such as biting your nails, or worse, biting someone else. What? Who bites someone else's nails? Ew, gross. However, that does the fidget spinner provide a right amount of indeed too much distraction? Many toys do not have a rigorous scientific studies behind them. But when claims of health benefits accompany a toy such as a fidget spinner, don't believe the spin until it's actually been scientifically verified. Bruce Wiley, that is how you finish an article, sir. Well done. I know. I need a full applause for that. That is... Well done on that one. That is... Wow. That's got to be the best joke of the week. That's... Wow. Do not hear the spin until you've heard it all. Wow. So it's been scientifically proven. We're going to listen to some of these testing. Here we go. The guy's fidgeting. Also, by the way, do not fidget and drive at the same time.
I understand why people love these things. Now I'm going to focus on driving. It just takes your mind, like, to a very calm place.
You should get one for your stressed out girlfriend.
Oh, snap, son.
I should.
I don't understand that this would help people. But the more I do this, the more I like it.
What I would do with this if I were a kid, I'd spin it and knock my friend in the head with it.
I feel like I've done it once and nice. Not use it again.
This is a terrible sign that this is enjoyable to people in 2017.
Is it a fan?
It's not a fan.
I feel like I have to pay a lot of attention to the
chest. Oh, God.
You know, like, I don't think I could do work while I'm doing this.
Oh, this is really cool. Okay, it looks
so
really
how do people do that?
It, but it looks cool.
I always gotta talk shit, Storm. They're banning this in a lot of schools right now.
Screw schools. They will ban anything. This is bummed.
This is
like, what is the harm in this?
What the hell is this gizmo? A spin action on this. I can spin this all day.
Can I use this as a weapon?
Do you think they should be banned from schools?
Banned from schools, yeah. You could throw this at someone. You could be staring into this. It's just a...
By the way, how could you throw that big lump of plastic? I don't understand. But we'll continue on. 2 hours later.
I've officially become addicted. I called this one Rudolph the Pink-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, gosh. Oh, God. 5 hours later.
Spinning is my destiny. I call this Around the World and Back. Around the World.
Wow. Sorry, audio listeners, you are missing out. I might put this article on the Facebook page, but you're missing out. This guy is literally, like, spun it, threw it up in the air, like, around his back, caught it, and continued spinning. Wow. Wow.
Take 70. You're just getting worse and worse.
Around the world.
And he drops it. All right, there you go. Wow, wow. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday, there you go. It has science. Science! It's proven with science. It must be true then. There you go. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday, Well, we are heading towards the end of the show already. Wow, that was quick. But there are 10 confessions. The headline of this next story, I'm just going to read it straight how it is. 10 confessions from a Kiwi model. What's the headline again? Feed it to me again. 10 confessions from a former Kiwi beauty queen. There you go. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you, Ground Control, for that. As we continue here on the Genetic Live Show for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. It's 10:50. Hold on tight. This is the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Hey, volume button, go down. All right, thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. It's a pleasure as always. And we are heading into the final segment of the show. It is a pleasure to be doing this as always. Wow, it went quick. Like, what? Wow, like that did not feel like 2 hours nearly of doing this show. Like, that's... Wow, it's gone quick. Anyway, thanks for joining us here on the Genetic Live Show. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. It's a pleasure to be here, as always. But we've got one more story to get through, then we're done. 10 confessions from a former Kiwi beauty queen. Which, Kiwi beauty queen sounds like an awesome song title for something. She's my Kiwi beauty queen. She was only 17. Anyway, apart from that. So here are the top 10 confessions from a Kiwi beauty queen. 1. You've got it tough. Like a beauty queen in New Zealand is hard. Because most New Zealanders don't like pageants. But that's okay. But as a contestant, you've got it tough. Have a sense of humour. Be willing to forgo the large portion of your dignity. Apart from those two. But when you fall on stage or have a wardrobe slip, share an Anzac remembrance post wearing a bikini and captured, unless we forget, yep, someone did that, you'll be made fun of all the time. 2, hide your heels and hide your cereal and hide your kids and hide your wife, particularly if you're a female beauty pageant. There you go. There is some truth to the claim that pageant girls are a little bit crazy and a little bit super competitive. In an attempt to sabotage the former beauty queen, Jenny Mortimer, who writes these confessions, by the way, just want to put that out there. A fellow competitor stole her left shoes. Strange. Upon looking under her bed, discovering what would only be described as a horror left booted hooker heels, she part to never let herself get that crazy. Until she kept it. Right up until she had her cereal as her revenge. Yeah. She had the other girl's cereal. Take that. Take that. I'm going to eat cereal now. You took my shoe. I'm going to eat cereal. Have you will need 2 cans of hairspray and lots of Vaseline. I'm leaving that there. 4. Never wear white bikini bottoms. Duct tape, bridesmaids, blood of embarrassment ready. I was ready to rock. Oh, jeez. If in doubt, lie. Charity work. I've done lots of it. War. Hate it. World peace. Love the stuff. Don't know what answer? Talk about something else. E.g., what's your take on the war in Syria? War destroys lives. Lives are precious. This reminds me of a child I met in Africa doing charity work. Gosh. 6. The girl in the turtle costume is your greatest ally. Aww. Aww. There you go. You might vomit in front of the Thai ambassador. Jeepers. Wow, okay. There you go, that's something, I guess. Your sash means everything and nothing at the same time. It means something to you, and that's about it. Number 9. Your diet and exercise regime will make you evil. Wow. Does anyone on restricted diets, it could turn you into a mean girl. There you go. You are not an all black and should never refer to yourself as one. Oh, well, there you go. Wow, okay. First of all, that shouldn't be a tip. That should be just common sense in life as a whole. But, really? This is a big one. You'll need to remember this always. Don't let the pageant world swallow you up for being so much that you find yourself saying the following sentence. Ladies, we are basically female versions of the All Blacks. Women want to be like us. Oh, please. No one wants to be an All Black. Just say, not even the All Blacks want to be the All Blacks half the time. Just want to put that out there for the world. Wow. 10 confessions from a former beauty queen. You feel it tough. Hide your heels, hide your cereal, hide your wife, hide your kids. You'll need 2 cans of hairspray and lots of Vaseline. Never wear white bikini bottoms, which I'm actually surprised. Why would you not wear white bikini bottoms? Huh. Strange. If in doubt, lie. The girl in the turtle costume is your greatest ally. You might vomit in front of the Thai ambassador. Your sash means everything and nothing, and don't be an all black. Oh no, your diet and exercise routine will make you evil, and you're not an all black, even if you wanted to, you're not. Apart from that, you'll be fine. You'll be fine to rule the world. Or something. Thanks for joining us here on the Genetic Live Show for a Sunday. I've been Dale Campbell. It's been a pleasure as always. Thanks for joining us. It's fantastic doing this each and every week. And we'll see you next time for the Generic Live Show. Signing off, it's 11 o'clock.
This has been a Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2017.